Veterans who end up in jail or prison can face a lot of problems when they get out. Things like lack of health care, a job, even homelessness. There are several VA programs aimed at doing something about that. For our series Off the Base, WUSS Bobby O'Brien takes you to Gainesville to see some of those programs in action.
The Healthcare for Reentry Veterans Program reaches out to vets before they walk out of prison.
For one thing, we get people enrolled in their home VA.
Taylor Savage is one of four VA specialists who visit veterans incarcerated in state and federal prisons throughout Florida and southern Georgia.
My job, I'm in homeless prevention, but, you know, one of my biggest things is to try to get them to primary care. Because if we get them to primary care, their odds of not going back to prison jumps.
Savage says health problems, both mental and physical, are risk factors that can lead to time behind bars.
You know, I have every story in the book, but some of it is they're too old to do what they're doing. They're taking OxyContin to be able to lay block. Well, you got to buy that from the dope dealer. I see guys, you know, 65, 70 years old, they're selling their Oxys or buying them.
51-year-old Arian Miller spent 4 years in the Army in the 1980s, mostly working as a clerk. He also spent time in Florida prison.
I was in a veteran program at Sumter CI. That's how I met Ms. Savage. I was sold my prescription drugs.
You had been given prescription drugs for
operations that I had on my knee.
Miller, who has health problems, was sentenced in 2010 for selling hydrocodone and trafficking in illegal drugs. He was released 2 months ago, and thanks to the VA reentry program, his health care was lined up and he had a place to stay, the Honor Center in Gainesville.
I wasn't really sure that I wanted to come here, but Ms. Savage, she said this was the best place for me and it would be great.
He's standing in the center's garden, and one of his favorite spots is the fountain.
I love the fish, feeding the fish and taking care of that, and watering.
On one of his first days here, he said, "What can I do to join in? How can I help?" And I said, "Well, we need people to help water."
That's Allie Karp, a recreational therapist at the Honor Center. It's for homeless veterans who require treatment for things like diabetes or substance abuse. Some but not all residents are from the VA prison reentry program.
My name is Renee Burke. It's R-E-N-E and Burke, B-U-R-K-E. I'm a social worker here at the Honor Center.
She eagerly offers a tour.
Wash by a laundry room. That's part of that preparation for living independently. Our max capacity is 45 veterans. On the female side, we can, I believe, hold 6.
And those veterans interact with VA staff and community volunteers, like a bike mechanic. He comes weekly to teach bike repair, and after a month, the veterans can earn a bicycle.
Kind of the cookie aspect of it, so you gotta participate to be eligible for the program.
Burke says they provide veterans with resources, like transportation, so that they can get to jobs and appointments.
Then if they have some significant medical care, they have significant mental health, substance use issues, it's hard to focus on those things if you don't have a roof over your head and food on your plate.
The veterans that are here really have access to pretty much any resource that they need.
Charlotte Matthews works for the VA, helping veterans in county jails and courts.
When we talk about identifying veterans in the criminal justice system, it's really important to realize that that in itself is a challenge.
Because the VA cannot help vets, she says, if they're not identified in the justice system. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.